This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabin. This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. The Cleveland Browns are looking for their sixth head coach and sixth general manager under owner Jimmy Haslam, and the jobs are becoming less desirable with each passing year. Terry, Haslam is yet again changing his approach after firing Freddie Kitchens and John Dorsey after a 6-10 season. What's in his mind right now?
They know that they have a tarnished reputation. So they're trying to figure out, how do we attract a strong coach or a coach we want? And they figured, rather than have the general manager pick the coach, because the last time we let John Dorsey do that, he picked Freddie Kitchens and that blew up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hire the coach first and then let him have a say in who the general manager is going to be. And basically, no longer is there the pecking order of owner one, GM two, coach three.
Okay.
It's now a pyramid. On top is the owner, and on the two bases, one is general manager and one is coach. And looming over all that, the Browns have a chief strategy officer, Paul DePodesta. In fact, if you saw the Moneyball movie, Jonah Hill played Paul DePodesta in that. Mm-hmm. He was a baseball executive. Well, the thing about the chief strategy officer is, as the bodies are being like hauled out of Berea, he is like still standing. He had nothing to do with it because, by the way, half the time he works out of his house in La Jolla, California.
Okay.
He has outlasted coaches Hugh Jackson, Greg Williams, and Freddie Kitchens. So he's outlasted three coaches in 4 years.
And he's still there.
He's still there.
Okay.
He's not only still there, guess who's leading the coaching search?
Paul DePodesta.
There you are. So that's the job you want.
Okay, so with this structure in place, the Browns have been interviewing candidates. One of their likely top choices, former longtime Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy, has just signed on with the Dallas Cowboys. Now, we don't know if the Browns were going to offer McCarthy the job, but does that say anything about where things stand with the Browns?
If you're Mike McCarthy, and I would say, okay, Mike, I know Cleveland wants you. You know, I just fired my coach. You know how long my coach was here? 10 years. Where do you think you got a better shot, along with having a pretty good team to take over? Dallas has some talent. Just to survive for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Browns' problem. And even for a coordinator such as Josh McDaniels, they'll have to do some real selling on him.
Josh McDaniels, who's a Northeast Ohio native and offensive coordinator with the New England Patriots.
Exactly.
So this has really become an unattractive job.
I think so, because of all the instability. Now, you may think, I can go in there and I can win some games. They've got some talent. It's not like when the Browns were 1-31 for 2 years. But it's like, from talking to NFL people, when Kitchens got fired and then they fired John Dorsey, it was like, man, that's kind of bad even for Cleveland. So that's what Jimmy Haslam is fighting.
What do you make of Jimmy Haslam? All of this turnover, at what point do you look at the top?
I mean, he desperately does want to get this right. He really does. You know, he wants to save the franchise, but doesn't have the patience to do so. That's what it is. I just think Jimmy doesn't handle, like, when things go wrong very well, and his temptation is to fire and change. See, here's what happens when you come to Cleveland from somewhere else. You walk in there and you say, okay, had a bad first year. Well, it's only 1 year. But no, it's not only 1 year. You are now stuck with 2 decades of futility.
Mm-hmm.
It's like marrying into a totally dysfunctional family. And then you start thinking, gee, he fired the last guy after a year, or he fired the last guy after 2 years. I mean, in my mind, I would have kept John Dorsey and I would sat down and say, where do we go wrong in picking Freddie Kitchens? So we'll see what happens, Amanda. You sometimes could just luck into a good candidate. You pick the right guy and he comes in and Baker Mayfield starts to play better and Nick Chubb runs the ball and maybe you keep Odell Beckham or you don't, but you have a good one in Jarvis Landry and you get Myles Garrett back off suspension and you have a pretty good draft. In other words, there's players here. But what happens is, actually, you've got to sell yourself as much to the candidate as he does to you if he has any options whatsoever.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.